Jeb Bush has been working toward Monday for a very long time. Last November, he canvassed the country campaigning for Republican gubernatorial and legislative candidates. More recently, he's made himself conspicuous in early primary states like Iowa and New Hampshire. And he founded a super PAC called Right to Rise.
What we need is new leadership that takes conservative principles and applies them so that people can rise up. America's best days are in front of us, and we are going to lead the world.
Over the weekend, Bush released a handful of videos like this one on YouTube, touting his experience as governor and beginning to outline his platform. He even released a new logo that looks an awful lot like the ones he's used in every campaign since his first back in 1994. Jeb, with an exclamation point. On the stump Monday, Bush stressed his executive experience and promised a stronger economy under his leadership.
So many challenges could be overcome if we could just get this economy growing at full strength. There's not a reason in the world why we cannot grow at a rate of 4% a year. And that will be my goal as president.
Bush sketched out positions on foreign policy, defense, education, and he stood firm on a path to legal status for immigrants, a stance not all Republicans are happy about. A group of immigration activists actually interrupted his speech at one point, saying legal status is not enough. They were quickly shouted down by supporters. But Bush jumped into the fray, taking the opportunity to attack the Obama administration.
By the way, just so that our friends know, the next president of the United States will pass meaningful immigration reform so that that will be solved, not by executive order.
But some political observers say Bush has committed a number of unforced errors in recent months. He hemmed and hawed about whether he would have ordered troops to Iraq, and just in the last week he replaced key members of his team. But probably most distressing for the campaign has been his inability to dissuade challengers. Instead of announcing his candidacy as the most dominant nominee in a small field, he's the 11th entry in a slate that only promises to grow. He's locked up big Republican endorsements in the state, 11 congressional representatives, and the entire cabinet less the governor. But with his former protege Marco Rubio on the ticket, the sense of inevitability the Bush camp likely hoped for is nowhere to be found. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.